So I decided that I wanted to work with young people because of the profound impact that my high school counselor had on me. I moved to a new city and started at a new high school when I was in the 10th grade. And this was the kind of high school where most of the students there had been there since kindergarten. So that was kind of a hard spot to be transferring in at 16 years old. So we were required to have a meeting with the school counselor as new transfer students, and it kind of seemed like it was going to be a one-and-done type of meeting. But we ended up connecting so much that she and I met once a week for the rest of my high school career. So that relationship was so important to me that she and I are still close to this day, and it's been 20 years since I was in the 10th grade. And when I decided to change careers and follow in her footsteps and become a school counselor myself, she wrote me a letter of recommendation to get into graduate school. So she's super important to me. So fast forward, and I get my very first job as a school counselor in Baltimore City Public Schools. And I learned pretty much right away that working as a school counselor is nothing like what they teach you in graduate school, like at all. So my first 2 years, I am just trying to keep my head above water. It's just a big learning curve. I am just trying to figure out, like, what the district expects me to do, what are their expectations of me in the role. And honestly, it's like a whole new culture, too. I've never lived in Baltimore, and also I've never lived in Maryland either. So I'm learning a lot of new lingo and slang, and the teenagers are all making fun of me because I don't know what they're talking about. I also learned irky for the first time, so that was new to me. Among like 15, 16 other things, I have no idea what they meant. So the kids loved teaching me what all those words meant. So those first 2 years were kind of a blur. I know I enjoyed it. I loved getting to know the kids. I had a great time, but it was just a lot, and there was a lot to learn. At the end of those 2 years, the school where I was working closed. Now, that wasn't a surprise. When I accepted the job, the board had already voted to close the school because it had been under-enrolled for several years. So I knew that I'd be transitioning to a new school, and at the end of those 2 years, I accepted a job at Digital Harbor. So the summer before I'm supposed to start at Digital, a colleague of mine comes to me and says, "Hey, Thread is hosting this event at Camden Yards." And like my introduction said, I love baseball. So I was like, free baseball? Like, yes, say less. I would love to go to a baseball game. So we get tickets, and I'm thinking less about Thread because I have never heard of Thread. I've never worked with Thread. I just want to go see baseball and eat free nachos. That's really the only thing that's on my mind. But lucky for me, my colleague had the foresight to realize that I would need that introduction to make that transition a little bit easier for me. Because I ended up starting a relationship that day with somebody who would end up being one of the most important professional relationships in my career thus far. So at that game that day, I met Michelle Herring. And if she's here tonight, if you haven't met Michelle, you should meet her tonight. She's hard to miss. She's a really big personality. She's really fantastic. She's wonderful to work with. Everyone who works with her knows how great she is. And I've had the distinct pleasure to be able to work with her for the past 2 years. So let me just like paint a picture of who Michelle is. So some examples of crazy things that Michelle has done that show just how dedicated and passionate she is about the job. Michelle once called me, and I'm thinking it's just like a regular call to check in about some students, but she's actually calling me from an urgent care, and I was like, you know, we could check in about these students when you're not at an urgent care. You could call me tomorrow when you're well and not ill. But Michelle is like always on it and wants to get stuff done in the moment, whether she's healthy or not. Another fun little anecdote about Michelle. I don't remember exactly what the scenario was, but she had hurt her eye somehow, and she showed up to work for like several weeks with an eye patch that was like bedazzled. I'm sure she can explain why she hurt her eye. I don't remember, but I don't know. She looked like a pirate and a pop star mixed together. She was like, I don't know, that might stop a normal person from coming to work for a little bit, but she's like, no, I'm here for the kids. I'm going to show up no matter what. Get me the eye patch, and I'll put some jewels on it. And then just a couple weeks ago, we had a meeting set up with a parent and a student. And, you know, it was a pretty important meeting, but honestly, with Michelle, they're all very important. And right before the meeting, she goes out to her car, and her tire is flat. And most people would, like, reschedule, but Michelle was like, nope, I'm just going to take a very expensive Uber to get to Digital, and that's what she did. She got an Uber, came, we had the meeting, and, you know, had the meeting as planned. Most people would be like, let's have it virtually instead, but not Michelle. Michelle's going to show up for these kids every day, rain or shine, healthy or not, four wheels or not, two eyes or not, like, no matter what. And working with her has, like, reinvigorated this passion in me and reminded me that, like, why I wanted to be a school counselor in the first place and why I wanted to work with young people. Because she's not just doing it to do it. Like, she loves this city so much. She loves working with young people so much. She believes in them so much. And the young people that we have at Digital Harbor are, like, truly something special. Some of them are here tonight. I know who that is. And being able to be a part of the team with Michelle, like, sometimes I almost feel like I am one of the young people and I'm not, like, one of her colleagues. Like, she's inspiring me in the same way that she's inspiring them. She's supporting me to be better every day in the same way that she's supporting the students to be better every day. She makes me want to show up and work harder and be better every day so that I can support our young people and be the best version of myself so that the students and the young people can be the best versions of themselves. So, like I said, if you haven't had a chance to meet Michelle, maybe say hello to her tonight. I saw her chatting it up with people during the intermission and before the show started. But truly, I'm inspired every day by what Thread does, and it's just a reminder that when we all work together, the way that we can support young people and bring them up is truly a beautiful thing. Thank you.